A former hostage of the Colombia Guerrilla Army will tell her story in Spokane tomorrow. Ingrid Benacor ran for the Colombian presidential seat in 2002. Her run came to a quick end when the FARC Guerrilla Army captured her and held her for more than 6 years in the jungle. Correspondent Paige Browning has more on the activist's only public appearance in the United States this year.
Ingrid Betancourt ran for the Colombian presidential seat in 2002. Her run came to a quick end when the FARC guerrilla army captured her and held her for more than 6 years in the jungle. Gonzaga University's president, Dr. Thane McCullough, says he asked her to come share her story as part of the presidential speaker series. It has been roughly 4 years since she was rescued.
I think very few people have had the opportunity to personally interact with someone who has been held in captivity.
Miss Betancourt said in an interview from Paris, France, that she's heard positive things about social activism within the GU community, and she plans to share vividly about her time as a hostage.
And all the thoughts that are related to that kind of experience, but they were also wanting to see a little deeper all the spiritual outcome of an ordeal like the one I lived through.
Dr. McCullough plans to ask about the role spirituality played during her time in captivity.
She was held captive for a long period of time against her will. And I do think that it is important for people to have an opportunity to understand from the voice of direct experience how that might change an individual's perspective of the world or other people.
Well, I think it was central in the sense that all of us human, we are all able to overcome a situation like the one I faced because we have our own resources inside of us and we can fight for being alive and also fight for our freedom.
Ms. Betancourt says some of her fellow hostages had a rough time after being liberated because they didn't seek strength internally during captivity.
And I think it's linked to the fact that when they were in captivity, they were facing our ordeal in a way that was not perhaps good for them, for their soul.
10 hostages who Ms. Betancourt knew are still being held by FARC. She says they have about 300 total hostages, though they recently promised to not capture any new ones. She now spends her time working to get all FARC hostages free. She also studies theology at Oxford and spends as much time with her two young adult children as she can. Ms. Betancourt visits Spokane for the first time Wednesday night. Ticket information is available at www.gonzaga.edu or through Tickets West. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.